Welcome to the Peak Performance Guitar Podcast, Episode 8. I am your host, Dean Kay. We're currently doing 21 Creativity Secrets for Guitar, and today we're going to talk about boundaries. There was a famous study done involving elementary school kids and fences. The idea was that with the fence gone, the kids would have more freedom and explore their world more. What did the study find? Well, without the fences, the kids tended to clump together close to the school building. See, humans have a highly evolved fear of what is different. For most of our 200,000 years that we've walked this earth, the unfamiliar often killed us. And this is why tribalism, racism, religionism, and all the other negative isms are still with us in modern society. It's also why many musicians avoid improvisation or learning new things. But instead of fighting your genetic programming, why not put it to good use by practicing self-imposed limitations? What do I mean? Well, you simply set limits to what you're allowed to use or how much time you have. A few examples are: you could write a song with only three chords. You can write a guitar solo utilizing only one scale. You can allow yourself only four bars to say everything you have to say. You can limit yourself to only working around the melody. You can come up with five completely different riffs all in the same key. About 15, 16, 17 years ago, it was a while ago, I can't remember at this point, but about that long ago, I went on this for a week. I only allowed myself to write in the key of F on the piano. And I wrote 12 songs in a row in the key of F. And there were two reasons for this. First, I wanted to learn the key. I wanted to get familiar with it because in guitar, especially hard rock guitar, I really never played in the key of F. So I was trying to teach myself the key of F. Also, I was practicing self-imposed limitations. And I was doing that because I was forcing myself to expand my creativity within a confined space. And what were the results? Well, I'm pretty sure I got one usable tune out of it. And I later recorded that tune in 2005. I recorded it in the key of B flat, I'm pretty sure. And the reason is that the B flat just worked better for the song in with my voice. So I got it. I got one usable song out of it, re-recorded it, sent it off. We didn't really get any traction with it, but we liked it enough to use it in the studio and send it off to try and get somebody else to record it. And anyway, we got one usable song out of the deal, and it was only a week's worth of work. So that was fine. So when you're practicing self-imposed limitations, if nothing else, you'll begin to be more creative out of sheer boredom, right? But this is a really good tool to use to just expand your creativity within a confined space. It's a great practice to use every once in a while. And it's also going to get you ready for Creativity Secret for Guitar number 9, which we will get into on the next podcast. Until then, thank you very much for spending your time with me. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends. Again, I'm Dean Kay. This is the Peak Performance Guitar Podcast. Until next time, have fun and make music. Hey guys, Dean Kay here. I just want to jump in for a second and say we have a really good time in the Peak Performance Guitar Facebook group. I'd like to take a moment to invite you. All you have to do is search in Facebook for Peak Performance Guitar Group. Also, I will leave a link in the show notes so you can just click on that. Just ask to be added to the group. I'm happy to add you. We'll have a great time together, and we'll see you then. Have fun. Make music.